listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, March 1st. Joining me in studio today are friends from Grace Place Wellness, the Reverend Dr. Daryl Zimmerman. Good morning, Dr. Zimmerman.
Hi, Andy. Great to see you.
Glad to have you here. And Melissa Hauer, so glad to have you here.
Hi, we're glad to be here.
Welcome back. It's been a while since we talked about Grace Place.
It has. We're happy to be back.
Yeah, a little bit.
Glad to have you here on this this kind of drizzly morning here in St. Louis. But you come with bright and cheerful faces this morning, and always something encouraging for our church workers as you share with us about Grace Place. What is Grace Place Wellness all about?
Grace Place Wellness, we're a health and wellness ministry, and we've been around for over 16 years now. Our main mission is to nurture vitality and joy in ministry by inspiring and equipping church workers to lead healthy lives. Now, we were founded by a doctor who was an internist, Dr. Mm-hmm. John Eckrich, in the St. Louis area for about 35 years, and he had a lot of Lutheran church worker patients mm-hmm. that he saw. And he noticed that a lot of them were dealing with stress-related issues, as well as a bunch were leading to burnout in their ministries. Mm-hmm. And so he just really felt a calling that we needed to provide some resources to these church workers to help them find joy in their ministry.
A lot of us, I think, have misconceptions about church work and ministry and service, that we just always have to be on, we always have to keep going, and neglect, to the point of neglecting our own health and well-being, which then, in essence, is a neglect of the service and ministry to which we're called.
It's really true. What we find is that church workers are so passionate about this calling, and mm-hmm. and so excited about every opportunity to share the love of Jesus Christ, that it's very, very hard to ever say no to any of these opportunities. I think people serving in congregations, especially when they see so many families who are in need, so many people that they would like to visit mm-hmm. this week, this month, that in my 30 years as a parish pastor, I don't think I ever laid my head on the pillow at night and said, what a great week, what a great month. I got everything done. You know, there's always
sure.
more, always more.
There's always more work to do. Yeah. And it seems like during these special seasons, during the penitential seasons of Lent mm-hmm. and Advent, with additional services and other things going on, seems even busier, especially for pastors, I'm sure.
You know, I pray for pastors every morning. And especially in this season of Lent, there's just so much going on. Managing the expectations is a difficult thing. Mm-hmm. Congregations, Christian people are so excited about this season because it is a time of tremendous reflection and spiritual growth. It's so important for our families to celebrate this annual cycle. This Lenten season is such a great opportunity for congregations and ministry. But then to be able to manage what's reasonable to expect from our pastors, our workers in the church. You know, it's not just the extra worship services, but I noticed that spring break for a lot of our families is going to happen right in Holy Week. And here will be the pastor's kids saying, Dad, remember, you know, we're a family, and what's he to do? So ministry spouses especially bear a lot of the burden of mm-hmm. of these very busy seasons. And then it goes right from Easter, pastors immediately start thinking Confirmation Day is coming, if it hasn't come mm-hmm. on Palm Sunday, right in the middle of Lent. So there's always more.
It's always busy. How does Grace Place help church workers deal with that stress and that balance of responsibilities and service to congregation, to your family, yeah. and other places?
We really have two main programs. The retreat ministry, which is really our roots and our origin mm-hmm. that started 16, 17 years ago, is a five-day retreat for church work couples, always couples together, to get away, to pause and reflect on their spiritual life, their relationship with God, to reflect on their relationships with one another. And on our retreats, it's a major focus on marriage and family. And then to look at How is the vocation going? Am I caring for my body and for my making sure my finances are in order so that I can throw myself fully into the work of ministry? The other retreat or the other ministry besides our week-long retreats are the congregational retreat, where I will gather with all of the staff and all of the spouses, and then all the lay leadership on a weekend session, a Friday night and Saturday, and we talk about the same things. What would it? How could it make a difference for the congregation if our church workers showed up every day saying, man, I love being in ministry in this place, and I am ready to go. And how can we help take care of their family life, help take care of their finances, make sure that our church workers are not trying to do too much so that when they are on duty, they can give us their very, very best.
What about you mentioned other church workers as well. We've talked a lot about pastors, but what about our educators? How do Lutheran teachers serve in a way, or what's different about Lutheran teachers than maybe teachers who might serve in other settings?
Right. I always say all of my 30 years in parish ministry were involved with Lutheran schools. And I've always said that nobody is asked to do more with less than our Lutheran educators, that our schools just can't provide all of the services and opportunities and technologies that that public schools are often able to do. Although many of our schools are doing a great job of providing just excellent, excellent education, but that comes from the passion of these church workers. So they sacrifice in salary, they sacrifice in resources, they sacrifice doing so many other things in the congregation besides just the classroom. It's a tremendous burden, but they do it so joyfully and with such passion that we want to come alongside them and bolster them up and nurture and encourage them too.
What are ways that we as members of congregations, what are simple things that we can do to be encouraging of our church workers?
10 minutes from now, at 8 o'clock this morning, my weekly blog is going to hit our website. And I encourage members of congregations to go and visit our website at graceplacewellness.org and look up the Health and Joy blog and forward that off to your pastor or to other professional church workers, or even sign them up. They can receive it in their mailbox every week. So that's certainly one thing you can do. We encourage our congregations to follow the guidance from our last synodical convention that suggested in one of our resolutions, every congregation ought to consider having a church work support committee. That's a group of people who just touches base with the pastor and other workers, with their families, simply asking the question, what's it like to be in ministry at this church, and could we do anything to help you increase in the joy and vitality of ministry? And if that conversation is happening in churches, I think that goes a long, long way. Individual people at our members of our congregations are so good about remembering their workers with cards or small little gifts, you know, a fruit basket once in a while. And, you know, that's probably better than a plate of cookies, we like to suggest. Just all of those little words of encouragement, especially in a busy season like Lent.
Feedback on how have some of the past retreats gone, the church worker retreats or the congregation retreats?
Yeah. One of the things we hear commonly from pastors, especially at our week-long retreats, we practice the daily office. So 4 times a day, morning, noon, evening, and close of day, we'll pause for worship from the Lutheran service book. And pastors will tell us, you know, it took me until about Wednesday or Thursday of this retreat to really worship the Lord. I'm so used to leading worship that I'd forgotten how to worship. Couples will tell us that the afternoons that we have free every day of our retreat, they're free from lunch until dinner time, is the first time that they have spent significant time together in long, long, long time. And that's encouraging to hear. Other people will say that our focus on spiritual well-being has given them opportunity to really renew and refresh their home devotional life. Sometimes it's the financial seminar that happens at our retreats. We've had couples say, we have not sat down and talked about our checkbook for 15 or 20 years. So just every aspect of wellness, whether it's life with God, life with one another, life in ministry, we hear feedback that people are being renewed and refreshed.
Well, that's great.
And that's what's very cool about it. And having had the opportunity to attend some of these retreats, I think a lot of times people walk into it feeling almost selfish that they're going to take time to focus on their own health and wellness. And to be honest, that was something I had to work on too once I became a staff member at Grace Place Wellness. But people do need to remember that in order to serve at their best, they do need to take care of the temple that God has provided them with. And this is a great opportunity to do that.
Take care of, be a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to you.
Right.
One of those is the very body that you're in.
Yeah.
That requires good health. If you're going to serve well, that body's got to be healthy. That means rest and proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm. My blog this morning is about a good night's sleep and what a marvelous gift from God that each night he says, time for you to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take over here for 8 hours. I don't want you to do a thing. And if I need you in the morning, I'll wake you up, send you out refreshed for a new day.
And it's amazing how much you realize how nice a good night's sleep is.
Oh, yes.
When you haven't gotten it for a while.
Right.
Which I think you can relate to.
Yes, rest is certainly important. And we were just discussing that in our household this week, that when we don't get a full night's rest and it's a season like this where there's a virus or something going around that's being passed around, we're more susceptible to it when we just haven't gotten adequate rest.
I met with a group of men from our congregation who would touch base with me periodically and ask, Daryl, how are you doing? And one of the things that they started to express to me was, Daryl, we need a better pastor than that. You can't work this many hours. We want you at your best. We know you're more creative, you're more energetic, you're more passionate when you take the time off, when you get your rest. And that really impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I'm sure, encouraging, too.
Yeah, yeah.
To have that
and there's
kind of
a lot
support.
Of wisdom there.
Sure, when someone recognizes how important it is for you to rest in order to do your best.
I was working with a congregation up in Minneapolis a couple of falls ago, and we were kind of struggling with this issue. So I said to them, do the Vikings have a game tomorrow? And they said, yeah, big game of the Packers or the Bears or whoever it was. And I said, what do you hope your quarterback is doing this afternoon, Saturday afternoon? And they said, oh, I hope he's eating something good. I hope he takes a nap. I hope he reads the playbook. I hope he plays with his kids a little bit. And then I said to him, you know, your pastor has a big day tomorrow too. And I think that brought a lot of insight. Oh, yeah. We really want our church workers, when they show up in the classroom or the hospital or the pulpit, to be at their very best.
That's so exciting listening to you talk about that as far as congregational members and hearing how some of them are so passionate about caring for the pastors and the church workers. And I think, you know, for those individuals that aren't aware of how stressed out church workers can be, I would urge them to just take a step back and kind of observe church workers. And not, don't judge them, but just observe them.
Melissa, what does it take to be able to provide resources like this support to church workers?
Well, it takes support, and we get that in many ways. One way we get that is through grants. Office of National Mission has been a supporter for us. Generous donors all over the United States, you know, who are passionate about church workers, support us on a regular basis. And then donor events and presentations. Sometimes we'll have passionate people or supporters that want to hold donor events for us, which gives us the opportunity to get in front of other people that might not know much about us, tell them a little bit about what we're doing. And then we also hold special events, and we have our annual gala actually coming up in September. It's Friday, September 9th, and we are holding it at the Downtown Missouri Athletic Club. So that's planning for that's just getting underway, but that is an amazing opportunity for supporters to come together and raise funds and just, you know, be together in the spirit of giving.
So this is our save the date.
This is a, yes, there will be an official Save the Date going out, but we also will have, if you watch our website, which is graceplacewellness.org, you will see eventually more information popping up there as well about the event.
Other things we can find on the website, just about 20 seconds left, other stuff to look for on the website?
Well, our program listings are all there. I've included short videos about our different programs. My weekly blog is also available there on the website, and then just our calendar of events.
Well, if you're going to post at 8 o'clock, you better get going, huh?
It's ready to hit the internet automatically.
Well, thank you. Thank you both for being here today, sharing with us about Grace Place Wellness. Dr. Daryl Zimmerman, thanks for being my guest today.
Thanks, Andy.
And Melissa Howard, thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, more His Time, including our study of the Daily New Testament reading.